Hi there, it is the 25th of August 2011. I just wanted to make a really quick clarification to my last cast, Boo number 18, which was titled Apple is an Anomaly. I made the point that the reason that Apple is successful is because they're different from everyone, and that you can't follow that that idea as a marketer. And I just wanted to clarify that I may not have quite explained it well enough. Apple as a company is very innovative, and they're very, very good at making their products aspirational and beautiful and beautifully designed and all that sort of la-di-da that you see with all the commercials and everything like that. But they are quite an aspirational product. It's all about the brand, the image that you get, and the user interface that you experience, how much you enjoy using the product. Now, that's probably Apple's main value proposition as a company, and that's why they can charge such a premium price. And that's not what I was arguing, it being the reason that you can't copy Apple's strategy. The point that I was trying to make last cast was that you can't follow what Apple does blindsidedly and expect it to work for you. In contrast to that, most of the time, if you do something different from the rest of the crowd, that's the whole idea of marketing, isn't it? Like doing something different to have a unique selling proposition. You have something that's completely defensible to your brand that only you can offer, and you utilize that. And I just didn't want to confuse the fact that Apple is doing things differently with the fact that anybody can offer a unique selling point. So I guess to summarize, Apple's unique selling proposition is what I explained before, and that is really the crux of why they've been so successful, because it is completely defensible to them. And having such an aspirational brand, the Apple brand, no one can copy the Apple brand, because the entire value is that it's Apple. The point that I'm making is that you can't copy Apple's strategy, Apple's marketing ploys, Apple's PR stunts, things like that, and expect them to work the same for your brand, because they are integrated with Apple's core value, that is, the aspirational qualities of the Apple brand. And you may be a cheap product or an expensive product or whatever it is, but that those tactics will not match with your branding. You have to find a different strategy, a different marketing strategy, a different marketing plan, different marketing tactics. I mean, they all mean the same thing, to match with your brand strategy and to match with your brand uniqueness. And match those together. So I hope that sort of clarifies what I was saying last episode. I do apologize for being a little bit vague on that. Anyway, thank you again for listening episode number 19, and I'll speak to you soon.